Hey, what's up? Welcome to another episode of Chrissy Chaos. TT Jerry can't make it. He's having a reaction to one of his medications, and his parole officer said no once again. So instead, we got the next best thing. I got another Puerto Rican, Sergio Chacon.
It's Sergio Overbite Chacon. Look at that, Chris.
Yo, I got the overbite. Yo, how about this, baby? We're doing this podcast. Vin went to go take a walk. Vinny's taking a walk. I have a visitor's pass because we were supposed to go to Sedona, Arizona and have a beautiful day. But instead, Vinny was in the hospital for 3 hours. So everything's okay, but we were just in the hospital. So I have the visitor pass on. I want to shout out, what was the name of the hospital again? Does anybody remember?
Sona Bona.
Sona Bona Hospital. Yeah. Wait, hold on. Let's shout out this hospital because the care, let me tell you something. The care that you get in Arizona, Honor Health, Sonoran Health and Emergency Center. Thank you to the lovely women and one security guard guy who helped us out. Everything's good. Thank you so much. The healthcare you get in Arizona, it's just, I mean, the hospitals are clean. Look like a 5-star resort as opposed to the hospitals in New York, which, you know, it's just rats and, you know,
yeah,
people.
Yeah, you're giving this hospital way too much credit. The hospital is brand new. It's been open 6 hours. They don't have to take care of the dead. The vultures in the desert take care of that shit.
Yes, what it is, Bob.
You know what I'm saying?
Yo. Yeah, so now we're here. We're doing this podcast. I forgot sunscreen. I have no sunscreen.
Chrissy Redneck DiStefano.
I'm Chrissy the Apache. I'm Chrissy the Navajo. We're on Apache land right now in the great outdoors.
The great outdoors. We out here. Cacti. Which, by the way, cacti is singular. Cactus is plural. Knowledge. Due to knowledge.
Understand that.
You know what I'm saying?
So I forgot my book, The 48 Laws of Power. Well, I had it, but it's in my bag. So the 48 Laws of Power segment is I don't fucking know. We usually do a segment on the show where every week I read an excerpt from a book called The 48 Laws of Power. And I forgot the book. So now we, you know.
Well, I don't know either, but I do know if you urinate in public out here, it's a $25,000 fine and 6 months in prison.
Absolutely.
So I was chased by hospital security, and I'm out here with drippy drips all over my right leg.
Yeah, and here's the thing, Sergio Chacon, a.k.a. Blizzy, is we have the footage from Homeless Pip of you peeing in public, and we will be giving that to the Arizona State Authorities.
Yeah, you do anything for content. You reach it.
Content.
Yeah, it's my freedom, God. I got to see that home. I need to go back with a fucking Gila monster that I'm going to recruit from out here in the desert. A Gila monster is a poison, a venomous lizard. If we bump into one of those, do not get caught slipping, because that shit will fuck you up.
Bro, I'm telling you, man, we've been in Arizona now for 3 days, and I'm so hungry, and all I've been eating is Mexican food and Diet Cokes. And that's all I've been doing, is just eating burritos and Diet Cokes, a.k.a. Diet Cox.
Right, and all our waitresses have been meth heads.
Yo, they've all been meth heads. I want to shout out the waitress. Every waitress we've had so far has talked about being in recovery and just getting out of recovery. And I'm like, well, that's great. That's why my food order is wrong, because I feel like you're on pills again.
Right, right. All you can see is their eyes. They look sleepy. And then when you pull down the mask, they have no teeth. Like, put that mask back on, please.
Yeah. Yo, by the way, Arizona's got some of the most beautiful people I've ever seen in my life. I mean, guys, girls, trans, everybody out here is just hot as fuck. So shout out Arizona. Yeah, Vinny's almost in ear range again, so we're going to have to start not talk about that. But just, I mean, everybody out there is just...
And she's pregnant, man. The belly button is sticking out like that.
Yo, for real pregnant. Yeah.
And the belly button looks like a thumb.
No, because honestly, because here's the thing, like the first few weeks, you know, the first like 20 weeks of pregnancy, you couldn't really tell she was pregnant. Now she's pregnant. At first, it was like, I'll be walking into restaurants and be like, yo, Chris likes fat chicks.
Yo, Chris looks like he liked those fluffs.
Yo. He liked them bloated girls. But no, now she's 23 weeks. Everything's all good. And yeah, she's looking at the cactus right now. She's never been out here to Arizona. You've never been out to Arizona.
First time.
So what's your thoughts so far on
the desert? I like it. It reminds me a lot of Aruba without the kidnappings and killings.
And the ocean.
Yeah.
That's the other big part that it's missing, is that it has no gorgeous fucking ocean.
It's dry as fuck out here. It's dry like my mouth because I can't close it because my upper lip is too short and my teeth are too big.
Yo, we had a good time yesterday. We went to the Ghost Field Ghost Town, which we got content out there at patreon.com/ChristyComedy, and we're going to be putting it out on YouTube. And
that should be your Chrissy Histories.
That is my Chrissy Histories is about the miners.
Good times.
Yeah, good times. Yeah, we learned a lot about miners. And
we're talking about miners, the motherfuckers that go underground and make 40 cents a day to retrieve gold for the capitalist pigs out there. We're not talking about miners like R. Kelly.
Yo.
I said, don't get it twisted out here.
Yo, no matter
what. We're not dehydrated like that talking crazy.
Yo. Yo, you could take the Sergio out the Antifa, but you can't Benedict, the Antifa, okay, after Sergio.
Yeah, I marched, baby, with the bunions and cords and everything. I'm marching for my people.
He's like, you're cultural appropriating that cactus. That cactus is a victim of white privilege. Yo, you sound whack. Yo, Vinny, get over here. She's just looking at the fucking cactuses. What are you looking at? They've been in the same spot for 300 years. She's like,
she's walking like her name is Blanche Maslow.
I know, Maslow. Like, what is she listening to?
She's moving around like a tortoise for the Galapagos Islands.
My God, man. Now we're all delayed because she had to go to the hospital. Yeah, but just another bill. I mean, I thought I made money here in House of Comedy, but I guess I'll just give it all to the great hospital system of Arizona.
If it's not Vinny going to the hospital, it's Sergio going to the hospital in Boston.
Yo, I can't take the Puerto Rican people in my family stay going to the emergency room. Every time we go on a road trip, it's her in the emergency room. Then when we were in Boston, how about this fucking kid? You ready for this? We did shows in Boston last year. Shout out Laugh Boston. We go and eat salmon. We both had the same dish. We got salmon and salmon salad.
Which, by the way, he was calling a salmon just the last week. He stepped it up.
That's what it is. At Legal Seafood in Boston. I eat the salmon. Everything's good. Sergio eats the salmon. You think everything's good. Then we're in between shows. We had three shows in one night. We're in between shows. It's very convenient that the night that we have three shows to do, he pulls his shit. We're in between shows. He does the first show. He's like, man, my stomach hurt. I got pain.
Fishbone stuck in the intestinal cord.
I got pain in my belly button. This kid goes to the hospital, misses all the shows, was in the hospital for 2 days. They put him on morphine. I came in. He was laid out like a fucking morphine addict. I got nervous. I was like, shit, am I going to have to call his wife and tell her, like, hey, it's over, but I could take care of you, boo. You know? And I'm like,
because you're not like the flops. Yo.
Yo, and then he's got this stomach thing. And then he calls me Sunday morning, goes, hey, I'm out of the hospital. I was like, great, thank God. Like, get back here. We got water. I'll get fruit. He goes, no, I just got Chinese food. I was like, this is what you just got out of the hospital with a gastrointestinal issue where they had to give you morphine. And the first thing you go for is Kung Pao chicken?
Yo, man, I'm testing my Puerto Rican resilience, man. We don't do it outside of the Bronx or Lower East Side in Boston. That fool was acting up. Yo, and best believe I still got paid for all five shows. Pimping the system.
Exactly,
bang,
dude. Yeah, exactly.
Kill the white man.
That's what it is. Yeah, I had to give him fucking money. Speaking of the white man in Chinese restaurants, I'd like to introduce my friend Billy Hayes with his famous shit story.
Yeah. Yo. Billy, grab the mic, pal.
Yo. What's up, Bill?
What's up, my brother? What's up, brother Chris?
What's up, man? We want to quickly just have you come in here and tell the shit story.
The story is the shit.
Let's go.
So I'm driving in Anaheim with... I'm driving in
Anaheim. Hold the mic up to the... Hold it. It's a black cock. Hold it up to your mouth.
So I'm driving in Anaheim with my friend Connie Burns, and Connie Burns wants to run into the store while I drive and wash the car.
Okay.
But when I let her out of the car, all of a sudden, I feel this urge that I gotta fucking drop, you know? I gotta fucking blow a deuce out. So I said, holy fuck, I don't know if she's gonna fucking think I'm gone. I don't know what. I just said, let me get out of the fucking truck. The only thing I could see is a Chinese restaurant that might have a bathroom. So I go in and say, hey, can I use your bathroom? And a Chinese woman says, no, you must buy something. I said, I gotta go. No, you must buy something. I said, motherfucker, fucking give me a wonton soup. So she gives me a fucking wonton soup. I gotta pay for it. I gotta wait for my fucking change. She called the delay game. This is not my fault. She's called for a delay game.
Yeah.
I run into the fucking bathroom. I go to fucking pull my pants down and do that fucking 180 at the same time. Fucking trying to get to that bowl. And next thing I know, I'm fucking rocketing fucking Yoo-Hoo all across the fucking wall. It's all over the fucking bowl. It's on the fucking sink. It's on the back of my leg. Oh, yuck. It was disgusting. I have to put water on my ass. I got to do all this nonsense. I go out of there, and I fucking said, I'm not fucking cleaning this shit up. Delay a game. Flag. 15-yard penalty. A couple of pounds of shit. I fucking leave. I get in the truck, and I fucking forgot my wonton soup. I went back to get my fucking wonton soup. And this Chinese woman, about 5 foot nothing, 90 pounds, is just sitting there like this. And I said, thank you for my soup, ma'am. Have a good day.
That's it. And there you go. That's the Billy Hayes shit story, folks. So the moral of the story is the Chinese created Corona.
You should give the history of the honey potters.
Oh, yeah, the honey. Dude, speaking of, thank you, Billy Hayes. So the honey potters, real quick, just to bounce it to Chris Reed, the Stefano segment, we learned at the mines yesterday, at the Goldfield Mine, that there was a job in the late 1800s for miners, you know, like gold miners. It was called honey potting, where they would go down 1,000 feet below into the mine shaft with a cart. It looked like a cart like that you would get like shaved ices out of now, but it's a cart.
Aguas in the hood.
Aguas in the hood. They would, and it was, people would just shit in the cart. They would just shit in the in this cart and shit and piss in the cart, and it was some guy's job to take a big ladle and ladle the whole thing out in the dark 1,000 feet below every single day, and that guy got $1 a day.
Just shit.
To, yeah, to be the, yeah.
I mean, these conditions are crazy dangerous,
yeah.
And after like a 14-hour shift, yeah. They would like strip search each worker. That was bonkers.
Yeah, man.
Like, they would look for gold nuggets. You best believe, if I'm working 14 hours a day next to dynamite and someone drilling a 6-foot hammer into the wall, risking my life, I'm boofing a nugget in the anal cavity.
Yo, nah, you would make, you would do what you do now. You'd make it into a tooth cap, bro. You put your gold teeth. Yo, you bring it, you got gold teeth on you, don't you? Have your gold teeth with
I
you?
I do have my gold
Yo,
teeth on me.
Yo, it's crazy, Bob.
Yeah, I just don't wear them in public. I'm a little embarrassed. I gotta get my confidence up.
Yo, you horny.
I stay horny.
Yo, I stay horny.
Yeah, yo, the cat guy stay protruding out my Adidas sweatpants.
Yo, when Sergio came out to Arizona, the kid got horny.
Yo, yo, that cacti air.
That cacti air. Yo, where did Vinny go? She just walked past the camera. She doesn't want to do this. Yo, here's the truth about Vin. Is she's had enough of me. I mean, this woman has had enough of me. She literally was like, I don't want to do your podcast. She was like, I'd rather literally be in the emergency room than have to spend one more minute with you in the desert. I mean, she's just...
Yeah, I'm convinced it was all made up. Just to get rid of us?
I swear to God.
Just to do it, because as soon as I start talking, she puts the earplugs in.
Yeah, because she was like, what? She was like, what am I going to do? Keep listening to Sergio and Chris talk like this? Or Billy, hey, shit story for the fifth time this weekend? She was like, I'd rather just fake an emergency and go to the ER.
Yeah, man, she must be tired of my ass, because I spit when I talk.
Yo, I know. But it's been good, though, man. I mean, I feel like, yo, you know what? Now, here's another thing we're dealing with. Is Sergio and Vinny are both trainers, and all they've been doing is eating cookies and smoking cigarettes the whole weekend. Well, not Vinny
with the cigarettes. American Spirit Store. Only appropriate. We in Arizona, baby.
Let me ask you a question, because we also do a segment on the show called Anxiety Tuesday, where we talk about mental health. Do cigarettes help you with your mental health?
Absolutely not. They do nothing but the exact opposite. Every time I smoke, my blood pressure goes up, and I reconsider my life decisions. It makes me very nervous.
So then why do you smoke?
It's addiction.
I have an addiction.
Close mouth, smile, Muppet face.
Yeah. I have an addiction to sex. I'm having another kid.
Yo, you like to fuck, man. If we left you out
Chill.
If we were out here, like, fucked up in the desert, next to Gila monsters and all sorts of vultures hovering over us,
yeah.
You wouldn't even look for water. Your first thing would be to poke a hole in a cactus and pound it out.
100%, yo.
No, for real, like, your priorities would be, I'll be looking for water, like, crawling, you know, towards the water, fake oasis, and you'll be banging out cactuses.
100%, bro. I cut a hole right in and fuck it. I mean, boy, a little cactus prick on the dick, I've had way worse.
For real.
Yeah, bro. Absolutely.
Yo, you ever had cactus dick?
Nah, what's cactus dick?
It's like when you just fucking rub one out without any lotion.
Nah.
Yeah, man. You got like, but it feels like a cactus dick.
Ugh, that's what I call it.
I just made that shit up right now.
Yo, shut up, Chrissy Cactus Dick. yeah, man. I mean, look, dude, we decided, me, homeless pimp, Billy, Serge, Vinny, we're out here. We decided, you know what, rather than doing a podcast from a hotel or some setting, you know, because we've done every Chrissy Chaos so far from my living room, we said, let's get out here, let's get in the desert. And the first place we picked, first of all, we're going to go to Sedona. And then we realized that it's 3.5 hours one way.
And that's a long fucking way. That's like watching the Titanic,
bro,
with commercials.
We're going to have to be in the car for 7 hours with everybody farting. So we were like, nah.
Yo, and Chrissy does some nasty farts, especially now that he's eating my healthier.
Yo,
they like clear and long. And they fucking, ooh.
From deep inside the asshole. Chrissy well farts. So then we decide, where did Vinny go? What is she just, I feel like she's like walking back to the airport.
Oh, great. I'm sure she'll be abducted and take another 6 hours out of the day.
That's what it is. Just for us to get her so I can miss my fucking show. Hey, by the way, you know, we're still going to my show. It doesn't matter, Vin. So better get your ass back. And she's just walking around like with her head down with the music on. I'm like, what are you doing? Get over here. So
we had a bunch of fans write in and have Shark stand up.
Well, yeah. By the way, I want to shout out to the guy who was knocking on the green room door.
Dude had long hair like Cousin It.
Oh.
Right? Dragging on the floor. He had a fake Sean John Velour outfit.
Yeah.
No mask on.
No.
I mean, we're out here right now, but it was indoors. No fucking mask on. Knocking on the door. He's lucky our security didn't smash him.
Yo, Billy Hayes was about to smash him. When Billy Hayes calls you guy, when he said, hey, no more knocking on the door guy, you know that it's a big problem. And that's when that kid walked away, because he kept knocking. And Billy said, hey, you got to stop. Chill out. Billy was Then the kid was like, hey, can I ask Chris a question? Billy just goes, no. And then the third time he knocks, Billy opens the door. He goes, you knock on the door one more time, you're going to have a problem, guy. And then the kid walked away. When somebody from New York with a New York accent calls you guy, especially a fucking full-blown psycho like Billy Hayes, and he calls you guy, you start walking the other way.
Yeah, yeah.
And so, but the kid asked me, and again, this is, you know, I understand people want to do what they want to do, and this not only applies to entertainment, but in life, he was asking me, he was saying, he's been doing stand-up comedy for 10 years. He was like, how do I really break into it? How do I become successful and make it my whole career? And I kind of feel like the only thing I could tell a person like that is you just have to figure it out for yourself. And that's not because I'm trying to hide a secret or I even know the secret. It's just if you have to ask that, then I think that you haven't applied yourself to really get to the next level. Because like all my friends who are very, very successful, they never asked anybody, how do I do that? They just go out and do it. And that applies to not only stand-up comedy, but everything in life. Like you just have to throw yourself into the fire. And then, you know, people want these shortcuts, but it's like there is no shortcut, man. You have to go through hard times.
It's interesting you used to say that, Chris, because when I first met you, I was 2 years ahead of you, and you cornered me in a dive bar, and you had big traps. You were like 280, all muscle, yeah. And you were fucking all high off of your steroids or creatine, whatever.
Yeah.
You cornered me, and you asked, "Yo, how I get spots? How I get spots? Yo, so you know, so what's the who I have to negotiate with? Yeah. You are a totally different persona.
Yo.
So what you're saying now is kind of contradicting your history.
Yo, it's true. I was Christian. Yo, I was on Whistle. Then I realized. I remember you smoking a cigarette, and I cornered you at Karma Lounge.
Yeah, he was like that. He knocked out of my mouth. It was lit. He went, bet those things are unhealthy for you.
Yo.
And I'll tell you what else will be unhealthy for you. If you don't give me a spot at Laugh Lounge, Punch Sunday Show.
I took it out of your mouth. I put the cigarette out on your shoulder. I said, let that sizzle for a minute. I was like, yo, why don't you tell me how to get spots? And then remember, because, yo, here's the thing with Sergio. I've known Sergio a long time. He was always in good shape and always a boxer, but he used to have a gut. He used to have a gut like a beer
gut.
That's
why I'm wearing my faja right now. This is a girdle, actually.
Yo, when he was still drinking, he had a gut, right? And I'll never forget, we were handing out flyers outside this comedy club called The Laugh Lounge, which is the comedy club I started in New York. I started at a comedy club called The Laugh Lounge in New York City.
And it was like, this is like 2009, 10, right?
Yeah, 2009, 2010. And he was walking by with his current wife, but
my
it was his girlfriend
wife.
At the time. He was
13
walking by.
Years.
I was handing out flyers, a brand new comedian in the game. Nobody knew who the hell I was, but I was still on steroids, just traps like that. And I'm handing out flyers. And he walks by with a wife. He just took his girl out to dinner. He walks by with a wife beater jeans, Timberland boots, like just a classic New York Puerto Rican guy.
Just your whole armpit stands on the white beater.
Yo, holding hands with
Newport
his girl.
Cigarette purse
and he walked
ear.
Past me, and I was handing out flyers, and he was like, what's up, Chris? And I go, what's up, Serge? And I hit his stomach. I go, yo, you expecting?
Yeah.
Like that, right to his girl. And then as I walked
by. How many months?
Yeah, I was looking at his girl like that, and I said, yo, if you ever got any problems with him, you leave him, you know where to find me, boo.
Yeah.
Like that. And I was like, come see me at the Laugh Lounge, 9 p.m., Hot Punch Sunday.
Yeah, I turned around. He never broke eye contact with me. His mouth was ajar like that.
Yo, like that. What up? And she was like, well, who is that guy?
Yeah.
Yo.
It was very uncomfortable to this day.
Here we go. Now they're going to use that against me. Vin! I mean, what is she doing? She's just walking around. Whatever, dude.
You guys want to talk about Mr. Potato Head?
Oh, yeah. Listen, first of all, Mr. Potato Head, which, by the way, this Mr. Potato Head controversy, I was looking at it, like, with the genderless stuff and all that. You look like Mr. Potato Head. When you take off your glasses and hat, I was like,
Wait, we're going to let the viewers decide that. I trust you guys to be honest with me. Do I look like Mr. Potato Head?
Yo! You look like Mr. Potato Head. Yo, look at how tight your hat is. You got the ring around your head, bro. Yo, you got a fucked up bald head.
Nah, chill, girl. My head is nice. Look at that.
Yo, that actually smooth,
it's smooth,
bro.
Baby. So it feels like, yo, if anyone wants to touch the head on Patreon, we'll add that in. It feels like suede.
Patreon.com/ChristyComedy. Rub down Sergio's head. Bro, remember you used to let, because when he first started going bald, he was that guy that he couldn't admit it. So he had the head.
That's bullshit.
He had the hair like that with just a ring like George Costanza. He was like, yo, what's up, Bob? I was like, yo,
look at your hair. I had a little ass ponytail like this, doing outside comedy like
yo,
that.
Like
with
that,
a yellow, with a yellow leather vest on, Latin King style.
Bro, is that why bald guys grow facial hair? Because you want to be like, yo, at least I got some hair?
Oh, absolutely. You want to offset it. You don't
right.
want the Yo, imagine if I was just like this.
Yo.
No hair on top or in the bottom. And then I got a chin that kind of goes tight to my throat. I look like a fucking salamander.
You look like you're on chemo.
I'm albino salamander.
Look, here, Vin's walking back now. Yeah, dude,
Yo, your girl got you under pressure. This guy's been looking over his back like the cops caught him urinating. urinating in an Arizona hospital parking lot.
Well, that's because I'm a victim of abuse.
Jesus Christ. Yes. You flinch a lot.
Yo, like that.
All week of life like that.
Ooh. Yo, for real, for real.
Scared to death.
Scared to, yo, you scared to death.
Yeah, man. So, you know, being out here too, I feel like, you know, I got to be honest with you. I like Phoenix. I like the state of Arizona. I'm not a desert guy. I like the mountains. I like the cold. I want some clam chowder. I don't like, you know, all this death, like the cactuses, and everything just seems dead, bro. I don't like it at all, man.
Yeah, no, it's rough, man. This is rough. And it's not even that bad, man. We're close to a station here, but can you imagine being like in the hardcore desert condition?
Nah.
Shit. It's like listening to Ben Rosenfeld's set.
Yo! Shout out Ben Rosenfeld's comedy!
Talking about desert dry! Talking about death! Bah, 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 bah. Come at me, doggy dog!
Yo! Yo, you should do a thing of Billy Hayes coming, you who shitting like that. That's what he did to Ben Rosenfeld's set. It was like, yo, you came out your face, bro!
Yeah, for real, man. Yo, it's before 4 p.m. I'm coming at you, dogs.
Yo, that's fucking crazy you just said that. Yo, Vin, you want to come on the mic? No? Vin doesn't want to come on the mic. Are you mad at me? Why are we? Oh, could you hear us all the way over there?
Yeah. Like really? Echoing.
Right. I know. Well, what do you want? We're doing it. Say that to the mic.
She went all the way to the top of the mic. She can
here,
stand
over
my big
here.
Mouth.
Stand over here. Why don't you want to come on? Why am I giving you a headache? Are you giving you a headache?
Oh, yo, everything is dead out here because you're killing it with your big ass mouth.
Yo, I spoke for Jazz. Come back at me, girl. Yo,
here,
come
grab
back.
The mic, Jazz.
Get on the mic. Oh, she doesn't want to. Now she doesn't want to. So, yeah, did you see that? The sea penis? It's, what is it? It's like a fish. Oh, now she's walking away again, Vin. What is it? The sea penis? It's like... Get on the mic. I've had enough of Sergio. Just,
Jazz,
what do you know about
on.
The sea penis? Here. Here. What do you learn about the sea penis? Yo, you got some sea penis?
Maybe it's none of your business.
Oh,
it's before you. Woo.
How you feeling?
I'm feeling good.
Yeah, we shot it out to hospital.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
You still have your sticker on.
I know. I forgot. Well, that's
you complained.
Well, that's the thing. Look at Sergio. Fucking throw. As soon as he gets off stage, he's throwing fucking combos.
Did you complain about having to go to the hospital with me?
No. Well, I wasn't going to say anything about the hospital, and then I realized 5 minutes into the podcast, I have the visitor sticker on my nipple, so I had to say it. But how are you doing? You good? You walking around? Everything? Everyone? You know, it's all good now.
Everything's good now.
All right. What do you go? Can we go out? What about tonight? Are you going to stay at both shows? Or are you going to go home in between shows?
I don't know. It depends how bad you are.
What do you mean? I know. Listen, the 9:30 show last night, it was drunk and crazy. You'll see, you know, you'll see when it comes out. But there was a lady in the front row, Chinese woman with a Trump hat and a mask. I've never seen, it was a combo I couldn't understand. I was like, you got the Trump hat on, but then you also have the mask on, so that doesn't go. You're Chinese in the front row with the Trump hat on. I was like, that look, you are the coronavirus. That's what I said last night because I was like, what's, and then, but here's the thing. I was talking to her with the Trump hat and it was fine or whatever, but I feel like if you're wearing a Trump hat in the front row of a show, you want to be spoken to. So I spoke to her and I was thinking about it like, what do you think, Vin? With our child, if it's a boy, what do you think is going to be a bigger problem for us in the hospital if we name our unborn child Donald or Adolf?
Well, that's not going to happen. Neither one of them. So we're not going to test that out.
What about Donald Adolf DeStefano, Dad? No. Could you imagine?
No.
That's what it is. All right.
No, we can't do that.
I think you guys should talk about how scared Jazz was in the mind.
Oh, my God. Okay,
well,
here's the thing.
I wasn't that
here's
scared.
The thing. So how about this? This is the type of thing. So first of all, we go into this mine shaft. They take you down in an elevator, but it's not really an elevator. It's just the walls moving up and
you
down. Vin thought we were 1,000 feet below
Shut
the ground.
Up,
she's like, I need to get out of here. I need to get out of here. I'm hyperventilating. And it was just an attraction. I was like, we didn't move. We didn't move a second.
You're such an
then
ass.
She turned. They turned off the light. Then they turned off the light in the mine
That's
to make it mimic
scared.
An 1890s. And then she's like, I felt something. I felt the spirit of Abuelita. There's somebody down here. Billy grabbed my cock. It was crazy.
There were definitely spirits down there. I felt them.
I know. You probably did.
They talked to me. It's my ancestors.
Yeah. I bet you. Yeah. We said that T.T. Jerry couldn't come on again. There was, you know, we should have brought T.T. Jerry out to Arizona.
Oh, my God.
You think you would have fun out here? Yeah. You think you would have fun out here or no?
Probably not.
No.
I don't know, how's the gay population out here?
The gay population?
Yeah.
Did you see the 9:30 show last night? They were out there in big numbers.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, well, the gay population. Here's the thing. Here's the phenomenon that's happening now in my career. First of all, I've been doing comedy 10 years, slaving over jokes, podcasts, trying to edit this, edit that, do this, do that. The biggest thing I've ever done in my career is mispronouncing Tupperware on the Hey Bay podcast I do with Sal Volcano. Now, if you go on my TikTok and you look at that Tupperware video, it's got all these views, millions of views, and if you click the original sound at the bottom of me mispronouncing Tupperware, it's all these people in the gay community coming out to their family members or telling their family members or friends like they're gay over the sound of me mispronouncing Tupperware. So now I have all these gay people coming to the shows, and it's good. I mean, it's one of those things where it's like I'm just happy my dad lives in another state now, because if he was coming to the shows and all the gays were there, it'd be a problem.
Wait, so what happened to the sea penis?
What do you mean the sea penis?
Weren't we talking about like a
new fish that's like a penis of the sea?
Yeah, but why?
I don't think that's new. I remember like learning about that a long time ago. I don't remember what I learned, but I remember it's like a sea. It's like, and it looks like it's coming. Like something comes out of its mouth, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my God! I would go deep sea diving.
It comes like
like
all,
that.
Like in the ocean.
Me and Billy would jump it like that.
Oh my goodness!
You would love it.
It would be beautiful.
Yeah.
I love a good fish penis. It's great for my diet.
It is. It's probably got a lot of protein. Yeah, dude, I don't know what's between the sea penises and all these new things that are happening with the aliens coming. I just feel like this world, they're preparing us.
Like, what are they trying to, like,
big.
Yeah, what are they trying to take your mind off of? Like,
I don't know. But now, dude, being in the desert, it's like, I see, like, if an alien was going to come, you know, to the planet, it's like, of course you'd see them over here. Look at all the space they have. They could come out and, you know.
It was quiet until you got here.
I know. I really upset. I know. I feel like these cactuses have been alive for probably hundreds of years. I'm going to kill one of them. My
They're
voice.
They're all going to drop dead the second you walk
so
away.
So what's the deal with a cactus, though? It can't die? It can't.
I saw, like,
let's get Sergio
skeletal,
on the mic to explain,
like,
cactuses.
Like these skeletal things that look like they used to be a cactus. So maybe they just, like, dry up and.
Or maybe they're dead bodies.
Maybe.
They could
know.
Be.
I don't know what's going on out here. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. What about the shooting? You're going to see on patreon.com/ChristyComedy, Vinny and I went into a shooting gallery, and I was able to, I destroyed her.
Yeah.
I did.
No, you did.
What was the score?
You had like 50, and I had 675.
No, you. I had 675. You had 50.
Pimp. Pimp, who had what?
I know. Well, but I don't, you know, I don't shoot guns. I don't believe in violence.
Neither do I.
Really?
Just don't piss me off.
Yo, Sergio, get on the mic.
Wait, see, the thing is, I don't have a good trigger finger. See that?
Yo,
how am I supposed to bust out guns?
Yeah, show the.
How am I supposed to bust guns and live up to a reputation of a Low East Side native if I don't even have a good trigger finger? It looks like Jasmine, touch it.
No.
It looks like a Vienna sausage, right?
Yo. Yo, I know. I mean, that dude, that town. That town was fun. That town, I really, I like seeing. Yeah, I do. I told our daughter that I was going to take her there, and she's like, no, she doesn't want to go there. I don't like. Why do our kids not like to have fun like us? Like, I feel like our kids don't like going roller coasters. They don't like ghost tours. Okay, but what kid doesn't love a ghost town? I would love to go see ghost shit when I was a kid. I would get freaked out. You believe
like
in ghosts. She thinks,
I do.
I swear to God.
And I'm scared of some of them, and some of them not scared. You can tell. Like, you can feel the presence.
Every single week, you think that there's a ghost in the apartment. Every single week.
No, we do have a ghost. It's
we
every
do.
Day because it lives with us.
Yeah. No, we don't have a ghost. You really genuinely think we truly have a ghost in the apartment?
I know we do.
I know
feel
we have
it.
Mice and roaches. Yo.
I bet. So what's the guest? Who's the guest that was supposed to be on the show? Her aunt?
My aunt, uncle.
The guest
your aunt,
was
your aunt, uncle?
I want to talk to you guys about Policy Genius. That's what I want to talk to you guys about, because you know I'm Chrissy Chaos, and I'm all about Policy Genius. Here's the thing. I actually use this, and it's pretty awesome, because I needed new car insurance, and I needed when I was, you know, buying a house. Remember, I was going to buy a house in Long Island. I was going to buy one in New Jersey. I just kept wanting to buy houses. I used Policy Genius to see what would be the best insurance for me. And it was freaking dope, dude. It was dope. They didn't save me any money necessarily because I didn't go all the way with them. But they save shoppers up to $1,055 per year on home and auto coverage. And I have to be honest with you, what they quoted me was so much lower than like other insurance companies you've heard of. It was pretty sweet. So you go to policygenius.com. That's policygenius.com, PolicyGenius.com. And just answer like some questions about your property and stuff. And then they come back with like a sick quote. And, you know, I feel like when it comes to insurance, it's nice to get it right. Policygenius.com. But seriously, there's no promo code for this, which is wild. That's how little faith Policy Genius has in me. They were like, we're not even going to give you a promo code. We just want to make sure you can even read first with your Cro-Magnon, Chrissy, Cro-Magnon, Neanderthal head. So they're like, we got to make sure this kid could even read words before we give him a promo code. So there is no promo code. All I need you to do is go to policygenius.com and get started. If you're looking for a home or auto quote, just try policygenius.com. I'm telling you, just at least go try it. There's no promo code, so just, I don't know, screenshot that you went to policygenius.com and send it to me, and I'll send you a freaking lawnmower 3.0 from Manscaped.
Right. Yeah, I mean, look at this cactus. You know what that cactus needs? Blue Chew. That's got a limp dick, and we don't have to do that anymore. I'm telling you, since I've had Blue Chew, you have to see how rock hard I've been all the time. Vinny, every time I walk out of the house, Vinny tries to hose it down with a fire extinguisher, but she can't get it down. I'm rock hard because of Blue Chew. .com. I'm telling you, if you guys are out there, anybody having any type of erectile dysfunction or anything like that, BlueChew.com is the thing for you. I've had it. I used to be. Yes, absolutely. There are people. BlueChew.com, sir. BlueChew.com. Here's what you got to do. No, I'm telling you, use the promo code CHAOS. CHAOS. You're going to get five. All you got to do is pay the $5 shipping. That's all you got to do. A consultation with the doctor on Zoom. They'll never know. Your wife will never know that it's BlueChew. She'll never know you have erectile dysfunction. She'll never know. It comes in different packaging. It's discreet packaging. She'll find out later on. Oh, she gonna know because you're gonna be hard as a rock. You're gonna be a human cactus, dude. BlueChew.com, promo code CHAOS. First month free.
But there's a cure. But there's a cure. Coke did.
Yo, does a cure Coke?
That's a real test.
Yo,
that's the real test.
Look at that. I feel like the ads was the show.
So let me tell you. You want to talk about spirits and ghosts? I bet. What's her name?
TT Jerry.
Jerry.
I bet Jerry's it's a brujeria. She's gonna come out like, oh yeah, I believe in spirits too.
Oh yeah.
She's all into about it? Good energy. Yeah. Hell yeah.
Really.
My whole family.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like your whole
family. Real thing.
Here's the thing with you. Here's the thing with you and your family. Here's the thing. There's always a ghost. There's always a ghost. There's always a brewery, and somebody's always in the emergency room.
A brewery.
It's just always what it is. I'm always at a brewery.
Hey, at least we're not here to share emotions.
Oh, yo! You said I'm not scared to scare emotions. Are you kidding me? I share my emotions all the time.
Fight!
Yo, she beats the shit out of me, bash my head in with a rock. You don't even fucking care. You just headline my shows and take the money.
I just feel bad for the cactus, the cacti.
Cactus plural. I want to start a campaign for reptile lovers because we're called herps.
Right.
And I just want to be, why can't we just be called snake lovers? They call us herps.
Yeah, that's the actual technical name.
I was in heaven yesterday. When we went to Ghost Town, there was a reptile room. Yeah. And we made Billy pay $55 to get us in. in a room that was the size of a studio apartment in fucking Greenpoint.
Dude, herps. I know. What is it? H-E-R-P?
Yeah.
So it's just like all it is herpes jokes. That's why. Why do we have to abide by these rules? Like, just don't say. Call it a snake lover.
Yeah, as if reptile lovers don't have enough problems, then they call us herps.
What do you love about reptiles? Like, what is it about a reptile that you love?
I don't know, man.
What?
Reptile cock.
Billy says reptile cock.
They actually don't have cocks. They have hemipenes.
Yo, nerd alert!
They have hemipenes.
But what is it truly like? Because you're one of those guys where it's not even just snakes. Like, you love snakes and iguanas and chameleons, and you've always had...
I don't know. I just find them to be beautiful, majestic creatures that are very slow-moving, and they calm me down. They actually reduce my anxiety. You know how...
That's good for anxiety. So you actually, for your anxiety Tuesday, what you do to combat your mental health is you play with snakes.
Absolutely. Naked in my bed.
So weird, dude.
What has my mask on?
Here, Vinny's got something. What is it? Is that a cactus skeleton?
Yeah.
It's like honeycomb to me.
It looks like potpourri. Are you sure it's a cactus skeleton?
I'm pretty sure.
Why would you think that's a cactus skeleton?
So it is.
Really? Oh, so this cactus died how long ago?
It does. It dries up and it turns into that.
This is the inside of a cactus?
That's a cactus.
That's cactus. Yeah, all right.
Dude. I'm sure Chrissy will get that tattooed on his neck and have some sort of bullshit philosophical view on it.
100%. 100%. Do you want to keep that or what do you want to do? What are you scared of?
What was that?
Because you're
dizzy. You got good reflexes.
I know.
Like,
well, yeah, because you probably just fucking picked up some ancient Native American burial ground tool. Yeah, you think that this is a piece of cactus? It's probably like a tip of a spear that killed General Custard or some shit like that.
Keep it.
What do you mean? No, you keep it.
Yeah, what do you think? Custard. I'm hungry.
I mean, Native Americans the thing is, honestly, to be honest with you, coming to this land, I'm like, why did the Americans in the 1800s even want this shit? Like, just let the Native Americans have it. Like, what did they see here that they were like, oh, we have to now push the Native Americans off this land? What are you getting?
Land.
Cactuses? Yeah, but land for what?
Look,
we've had it for 200 years. Nobody's building on this shit. They got one city all the way in the mountains. I guess gold, but they didn't find any gold. They found no gold, which, by the way, I just invested in gold. I'm out of Bitcoin, and I'm in gold and silver. I'm Chrissy Precious Metals. I want to just give a shout-out to Coinbase, the app. You can go fuck yourselves. It was 4 days for me to get my money out of the account when I needed it to pay for Finney's hospital bills. I asked the hospital. I said, hey, can I pay for this? Can I pay for this emergency surgery in Bitcoin? They were like, fuck you. So fucking suck my dick, Coinbase. Okay, I'm going to the competitor Gemini, and I'm gonna buy Bitcoin through them.
What about Acorn? You fuck with Acorn?
I fuck with Acorn. I fuck with Acorn. Yo, I want to eat a burrito, Bob. Yo, shout out Mel. Anybody want to go to Mellow Mushroom Pizza? I would love to fucking eat their pizza. I ate pizza last night at the House of Comedy Green Room.
How do you survive in these harsh conditions? He's wearing corduroy pants.
Yo, he's wearing mustard yellow corduroy pants in the middle of the desert. You gotta have crazy ball sweat.
Yeah, bro, you're chafing, bro.
I gotta fucking save my energy for the House of Comedy tonight. I got, fucking House of Comedy Twitter. They keep tweeting out. I think it's just on auto tweet. They keep tweeting out my shows from Thursday.
What a headshot is mad dirtbag young.
The headshot that's being used. I mean, I'm fucking pale. I look like a dickhead. We gotta get an updated headshot.
One?
Yes.
Yeah.
I want to start using. Know that face? That face app thing where like they can make me look like a woman. That's what I want to start using as my headshot. What if my ticket sales will go through the roof?
Yo, I'm having a good time at the House of Comedy, but the green room is dirtbag.
Yo, listen, I feel like the House of Comedy, shout out, great club. If you're ever in the Phoenix area, go check out the House of Comedy. It's unbelievable, but I feel like they made the club, and then the club was done, and they're like, oh, shit, we forgot a green room. We're sitting in a fucking closet. That's what we're doing. We're sitting, literally, the wait staff has to keep coming in and out to get fresh rolls of toilet paper while I'm trying to eat fucking pizza going over my comedy notes. Here's the thing. I don't care. We're moving on to theaters. We're doing Chrissy one night. Now. There was a sewage backup in the House of Comedy green room, and the green room on Thursday night smelled like shit, and we were just like, what the fuck is happening? At first they told us it was a gas leak,
and then the manager thought it was me. She just assumed it was me.
Yeah, no, the staff at the House of Comedy is great.
The club is great.
Right outside the green room door there's a picture of Bobby Lee pulling his ass out, which I feel I deserve for sending him and Andrew Santino bags of
star tattoo on his ass.
I know.
And I got star tattoos on my chest.
Yo, you got a lot of regrettable tattoos, Pop.
Nah, Pop.
Yo,
I got Frida Kahlo, man.
We both have tattoos on our forearms, which
is the worst
tattoos ever, because people just come.
Sorry, show
this
one. Oh.
Oh, yeah, look at this.
That's my father.
Is that really your father? Yo.
And that's my son. Right there.
Yo, that's what it is.
Yeah, but this is an annoying tattoo because you always get some drunk chick like, what does your tattoo say?
I know, they come
and they're like burning hot wax on the drum.
They come and they read every word, and it's usually, I always know this tattoo sucks because people always just read it and then they go, nice. They never say anything positive about the tattoo. They just read it and they're like, interesting.
Yeah, because I got Catholic scripture. My uncle works for a tattoo removal.
Oh, I got a Catholic scripture tattoo. It sucks. All right, let's do this ad.
Oh, shit.
And then I'll close out. Vin, you want to do the ads with Blue Chew with me? Okay. Yeah, dude. I mean, look at this. We just did ads for Blue Chew. I mean, look at these products. We're doing ads for Blue Chew and fucking Manscaped, and people with families are walking by. That guy, though.
Supreme dirtbag.
No, that guy's going to buy Blue Chew.
Oh, yeah.
100%, because his wife was laughing, but she was also like, what was the name? What was the code, honey?
Write that down.
The website? She asked. That was so funny because we had the first husband and wife walk by with the Manscaped, and that woman couldn't wait to get away from this podcast. She was like earmuffing her children. She earmuffed her kids, and Vinny was just like, I know. He's horrible. I'm sorry. And then this guy,
was just a totally different scenario, just with his wife having a good time. But I'm telling you for sure, for sure, for sure, for sure, that guy cannot get his dick hard. I know he can. He's got that look.
Why do I picture that his dick looks like a dead sparrow?
100%. It looks like the cactus picture we just put up. He's got a limp dick. Vin, did you see the cactus, the limp dick cactus out there?
Really?
Were you like, oh, Chris? No, I get it. I never have erectile dysfunction, right?
Nobody needs to know that.
What are you talking? Well, no, they do need to know that. I'll get rock hard right now.
Yo, your hair doesn't move for sure. Your hair is whack. Yo, it's
I
dry.
Got the Hollywood hair, Bob.
Yo, it's mad dry.
Yeah. What are you going to do? Yo, we're going to go to L.A. We got to go to – yo, when we have to go to L.A. for 3 months, Vin, can Billy, a homeless pimp, and Sergio sleep over for a week? Yeah.
Are we out of time?
Yeah. She said we're out of time.
She said you're breaking up.
Yo.
Poor connection.
I want them to come over. This has been fun. Dude, we got to do West Coast stuff more. I'm telling you, the back of my neck right now, we need to go right to a dermatologist because it is sizzling. It is sizzling. I forget sunblock. Sunblock's for pussies. You know why I don't put on sunblock? You know why I'm putting sunblock on? Because I'm ashamed of my white skin and I don't want to make it any whiter.
I didn't realize you have so many moles on your neck, man. Is that from the sun?
Yeah.
I feel like I hang my keys off that Yo. Shit. You know what I'm saying? You can put his mask on there. Where's my mask? Those are my mole.
Nah, chill. This is my show.
You don't like that shit.
Yo.
You gave me that lady energy. That
Yo, was chill, cool. chill.
Get away.
Patreon.com/ChristyComedy, YouTube.com/ChristyComedy, Spotify, iTunes. If Podbean doesn't keep sucking dick, we'll put that out. But it should be out on iTunes and Spotify every Tuesday, 11 a.m. Eastern Time. YouTube.com/ChristyComedy, 11 a.m. Eastern Time. Every Friday, Patreon.com/ChristyComedy, exclusive Patreon content. And I appreciate all the support, and I'm happy that we got a poor guy's dick hard for the first time in a year. So thank you.
Hey, what's up, Bat? We're back at the couch, transported back to the couch because we got thrown out of the park in Arizona. Vinny's, mad, probably, she's walking around mad. We got thrown out, and now we're all back here. Vin, how did you like Arizona? How did you like Phoenix? Can you say it to the mic? I mean, how many episodes?
I absolutely loved it because I was walking away. Doing something.
People are saying now, like almost every time we post something, like Vinny needs to be co-host. Do you want to be co-host? I can pay you $50 a week and you're off
camera.
We'll
have to talk about that pay.
$50.
Let's discuss.
Whatever.
Can I go
a good time.
Now?
Huh?
Can I go now?
Yeah,
no,
go
we
ahead.
Had a great time. I loved Arizona.
Go.
It was beautiful.
Are you mad that our daughter thinks you look like T.T. Jerry?
Why would I be mad? He's beautiful.
He is beautiful. Sorry, yo. How mad are you?
That you didn't mean that? Very mad.
I do think you're beautiful. Oh, look at your shirt. What does it say, your shirt? Sweating for two. And it's 2 feet. Why is there... Because... Because
right. The baby's feet?
Right.
It has 2 feet.
Which, by the way, you are almost positive... On the echocardiogram that they gave the baby, you saw a penis. You're almost positive.
No, I'm not almost positive. I said maybe, possibly, maybe saw a penis.
Wow.
Maybe.
Dude, that'd
but
be
I
sick.
But I mean, I don't know what you can see on that kind of sonogram.
Who knows?
So.
We shouldn't, yeah. I mean, if it
get your hopes up.
If it is, yeah, dude, we're going to have to think of some better names. I'm out with Theodore now. I'm back to Donald.
Why are you telling people our name?
You said it on the blast on one of the podcasts.
No.
Yes, you did.
And
you
I
were
don't
like,
think so.
Ted, Theodore, Edward, Stefano, Ted. Baby
Edward?
Teddy. Edwin. Sorry.
Wow. Edwin. You just got my dad's name wrong? Oh, my God.
Dude, what are we going to do? I mean, it's literally I'm running out of family members to interview for you.
Get your family members on.
True. Oh my
you
God.
You can never run out of family members on my side.
I know. Imagine my mother. I know. It's true. Imagine my mother on the podcast. Jesus.
20, what do we talk about?
Who knows? I'd have to just lie constantly and just sit there, like pray, Just like I could never. Could you? I would. No. You know what the podcast episode should be? My mom interviews T.T. Jerry. That's what it should be. That's literally insane. Should have had an episode where I had my mother on one side and TT on the other side and see what happened.
That would be insane. Oh my God, I want to see that.
Well, you know what? Maybe patreon.com/ChristyComedy. Listen, patreon.com/ChristyComedy, when and if we do that, that's where it's going to happen. The episode, I hope you guys were liking the episode in Arizona. I mean, it was nuts, dude. We went straight into the desert and just pressed record and went wild. Sergio went nuts.
I felt bad for the cactus. So
felt bad for the cactus.
So yeah, it was like a peaceful. It was like a peaceful place. Like I went for like a meditation walk, and I heard you like miles away. I heard you in the desert.
Did you just say in public that you felt bad for a cactus?
Yes, I'm not in public. I'm home. I can say whatever I want.
Yeah, I feel bad for a cactus, though. I mean, first of all, the guy Billy we were with, as soon as he walked into the desert, every sign says, be careful. Don't walk into the desert. Don't do this. Watch out for cactus. Guy falls into a fucking cactus. He's got cactus needles sticking out of his ankles for the rest of the trip.
I mean, how stupid are some people? I'm fine. I'm fine.
Yeah, and then he was like, cock. How many times during the week did Billy say cock?
It was endless.
It was endless. How great was his shit story, though?
I mean,
what do you guys think is better? If you've been fans of the chaos, do you think Billy's shit story is better or TT Jerry's shit story? Because they both had epic shit stories. So which one is better, Billy's or TT's? Yeah, dude, I really enjoyed Phoenix. I think Phoenix is a good city. Go there, like, you know, enjoy the desert. I kind of like that the masks are optional, because most people just wear it. You know what I felt like? Like when you do a comedy club, they'll always have a 2-drink minimum, right? And that sometimes puts a lot of pressure on people to buy 2 drinks. And sometimes they go like, oh, I'm only going to buy 2 out of principle. Where if you didn't give them a minimum, if you didn't put any pressure on them, they probably would have bought 10 drinks. And I feel like Arizona does a good job of saying, we encourage you guys to wear the mask, but you don't have to. And you know what that means? Most people wear the mask. That's what it means. The minute you say you can't do this, then people are like, you know what? Fuck you, out of defiance. Now I'm going to take off the mask. That's how human beings work. I can't understand why our government doesn't know that yet. It's like the states are saying masks are optional. Most people are wearing them. The states are saying masks are mandatory. People are taking them off out of spite. So
what do you think is going to happen in Texas with that logic?
With I mean, I don't know, man. I feel like Texas is wild. I mean, Texas right now is fogged. They're free opening gay right now. They're 100%. They got no masks on. And we'll see. I mean, I'm sure some new strain will pop up that, you know, oh, now they have to do this and do that. But I do genuinely think people don't care anymore. I think people are at the point where it's like, whatever even the new strain is, like, this place just needs to open. Like, people get sick, they get sick. Stop shaming everybody. Like, you have to give people an opportunity to do what they want. If they want to go out and get sick and then get other family members sick, that's on them. Everybody wants to make everything everybody's problems. It's like, if I get a family member sick or if you get a family member sick, that's between me and my family, not you. You know, but it's like, so people, those people are trying to control every aspect of it. And I know what the science says. I know the science says, you know, this or that, but I'm just like, dude, at this point, man, I felt good in Arizona because I was like, yo, everybody's wearing the mask and I felt safe as fuck and Vinny was safe, but like they weren't forcing it down your throat. Didn't you feel like didn't you feel like there wasn't even a pandemic in Phoenix? Did you feel that way?
Yeah, I mean, I had a lot of fun. It felt like so refreshing, honestly.
Did you do any drugs in the desert or no?
Not that time. But the speakeasy was cool.
The speakeasy was, dude.
I mean, we got drunk.
Dude, shout out Rick Bronson's House of Comedy. He took us to a speakeasy, and we went in there, and they were not wearing masks. And I got shit-faced for the very last show we did. I was legit ripped. And I was drinking. I drank some drink called the Prohibition, which I feel like they probably roofied it. I don't care. But I was just on cloud 9, dude. I had such a good time.
That Vinny's, was wild.
Yeah, Vinny's.
And then remember Serge out front with that old lady?
Oh my God, yeah. And then we come outside. We're like, where's Sergio? He's sitting outside talking to this woman who looked like she just came right out of an Antifa march, who probably wanted to fucking, I think she wanted him. I think she,
oh yeah.
Yeah. And Sergio
was
just
sitting close to her too. I was like, damn.
Dude, Sergio was just innocently smoking cigarettes. And I was like, dude, this lady wants to eat your cock. But no, Sergio's a great guy. Married, children, the best. I think, dude, I'm telling you, man, Sergio is the kind of guy, dude, he would never in a million years ever cheat on his wife or disrespect his family. And the number one reason why is because he knows if he ever got divorced, she'd take his snakes. And if she took his snakes, that's how you crush Sergio, is you take his snakes.
Yeah, but we found that reptile room. His eyes got wide.
Oh, my God, dude. Every time I go away with Sergio Chacon, a.k.a. Blizzy, he constantly looks for places to get reptiles and tanks to get reptiles, or like, you know, reptile museums or whatever. And when we went to this ghost town, in which, by the way, did the ghost town videos come out yet by now or no?
Not yet.
No, not. Okay, so you're going to see, we actually did a behind the scenes of Goldfield Ghost Town when we went in Arizona. We did like a little behind the scenes tour of Phoenix and this ghost town we went into, so you'll see it. But dude, when we saw this reptile museum in the ghost town, Sergio went nuts. We had to spend like 15 minutes in that. We paid $6 each. We paid like 30, 40 bucks to just go into some guy's room that had a bunch of snakes. And Sergio was pissed because he said they weren't taking care of the snakes properly.
I thought that guy was living there behind the counter.
Oh, I'm sure he was living there behind the counter. I would imagine that he is. I mean, what else are you doing working in a fucking ghost town? But yeah, no, that content that's coming out, I'm happy about it. I'm proud of it. I mean, we had a good ass time in Phoenix. But yeah, dude, I mean, the thing is, in Phoenix, we got kicked out of the desert. That's why we had to stop the podcast and continue here. It's because there's nothing else going on. There's like no real crime there. So like, if you know, we set up one bullshit camera and they were like, boom, get out. Because like, what else is that guy going to do? I was like, what a fucking dick.
The cop got on the loudspeaker and was just yelling shit at us. I couldn't even understand it.
I couldn't understand either. But I was like, you know what? I don't want to deal with it. We had just, remember that was, we hadn't eaten in like 6 hours because Vinny genuinely went to the emergency room and everything's fine, thank God. But I feel like she went there just because Billy and the guy in our crew just kept talking about cock so much and just kept making all these cock jokes. She was like, I'd rather fake an emergency and get away from them for 3 hours than have to listen to one more of his cock stories.
And then Serge almost got arrested.
Yeah, and Serge almost got arrested because while we're in the emergency room, I'm up there, you know, with Vinny in the emergency room, and you know, everything's fine. Serge decides to go in a parking lot and take a piss. The police start driving towards the car in the parking lot, and Billy, homeless pimp, and Sergio have to peel out and hide. I come out of the hospital. I call him like, yo, Bill, where are you? Where's the car? He goes, oh, I'm pulling right around. Comes out from like behind this dark corner. He's like, quick, get in. We have to hide from the cops. I'm like, what? He's like, Sergio almost got arrested. I'm like, why? He's like, the kid was peeing behind a bush in a parking lot. But again, in Arizona, we found out, if you get caught with that, you get 6 months in prison. 6 months in prison for peeing in public. I'm like, wow, dude, these people have nothing better to do.
It was crazy. When we typed it in YouTube, it was like a million results.
Really?
Like, it's a big issue out there. People can't help but piss in public.
I know, but what's better than pissing in public? It's beautiful to just take a piss in public once in a while. You know how many times I pissed it? You know how many times I've showed up to comedy shows with urine on the front of my shoes because I had to pull over somewhere and take a piss out of the side of my car, and the flow was just hitting off the tires, ricocheting off my toes? Yeah, dude. I feel like you should be able to piss in public. You should be able to use the bathroom in public. You should be able to piss and shit in the street. I don't understand why you can't. I don't know.
It's a bummer. But you should let everyone know about what's going on with LA and what pod you're going to be in.
Yes. Okay. So here, thank you, Pimpy. So here's what's going to happen now. Moving forward, I'm going to I have to go to Los Angeles for the next 3 months to film my True TV show that I know some people love, some people hate. What can you do? I got to do this True TV show. But the reason why I said yes to do this True TV show is, you know, yeah, it'll be fun to host and great and different look, and I love that. But it's really to get out there and do more podcasting on the West Coast. So I'm going to be doing Chrissy Chaos, most likely, from the Whiskey Ginger Andrew Santino comedy studio out in Los Angeles. I'll probably be Andrew Santino's co-host on Whiskey Ginger for the next few weeks coming up, so look out for that. But every week, a new Chrissy Chaos is coming out. A Chrissy Chaos, a Hey Babe, we have it all planned where they will be coming out each week. So we're not going to stop. I'm not stopping doing this. I'm just going to be filming the TV show at night, during the day, and I'm doing Chrissy Chaos at night. Some of the Patreon content might have to be over, not Zoom, but, you know, Homeless Pimp won't be in the room with me, but I'm going to do it live I'm going to do Patreon content from Andrew Santino's studio. It's going to be fun, dude. I mean, you know, Andrew Santino's been kind enough. The Red Rocket's been kind enough to let me use his space, and I don't know what type of sexual favors I'm going to have to do for him to get that space, but we're going to do it, babe, because I'm committed to the Patreon. I'm committed to the chaos. I'm committed to the Christians. I'm committed to Chrissy Chaos. You are my family. I love you guys so much. I love you, they be, so much. So we're going to keep this podcast rolling. Next week, same time, Tuesday, 11 a.m. Eastern, extra bonus content every Friday, patreon.com/ChristyComedy. There is a wild episode out on Patreon right now, so go check it out. And ChristyComedy.com. Ticketmaster.com for all my tour dates. I'm not going to, you know, now that I'm out in LA, I'll do pop-up shows here and there in LA, but I'm getting back on the road in the summer. In July and August, I'll be in Philadelphia. I'll be at Rhode Island. I'll be all over the place. We're getting back, but I just got to film the show for a couple months. So the set will look a little different, but the chaos will ensue. The chaos is not changing, but the set is. And when Homeless Pimp comes out to LA for a couple of weeks, we're going to be doing the Chrissy Chaos live from my Airbnb. But until he gets out there, we got no choice, because make no mistake, I don't know how to even turn on the camera. I don't even know how to log into my email. So I have no fucking clue how to do any of this stuff. So I'm just going to pay Andrew Santino and have Andrew Santino do it for me. And then when Pimp comes out, we're going to go live from the Airbnb, and it's going to be a fun, cute time. Thanks for all the support. As always, stay gay, stay free, open, and gay. #FogChrissyFoggs. I'm the Fog Prince.